Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
In a wide-ranging press conference on his 100th day in office, U.S. President Barack Obama indicated that instability in Pakistan is becoming the toughest foreign policy problem he's facing.
I am gravely concerned about the situation in Pakistan, not because I think that they're immediately going to be overrun and the Taliban would take over in Pakistan. More concerned that the civilian government there right now is very fragile.
He said the U.S. had a huge security interest in seeing that Pakistan did not become a militant state, and said the U.S. would take steps to secure Pakistan's nuclear weapons in a crisis.
I'm confident that we can make sure that Pakistan's nuclear arsenal is secure.
Obama defended his decision to ban torture of detainees in U.S. custody and to release details of Bush administration interrogation policies, saying it would make Americans safer and strengthen efforts to crush al-Qaeda.
I believe that waterboarding was torture, and I think that whatever legal rationales were used, it was a mistake. We could have gotten this information in other ways. In ways that were consistent with our values.
Obama sees political progress in Iraq despite a recent surge in suicide bombings.
The political system is holding and functioning in Iraq.
Earlier in the day, the U.S. Congress approved Obama's $3.4 trillion budget outline, a step he said will lay a new foundation for economic recovery. But grim news keeps coming, with new government figures showing the U.S. economy shrank at an annual rate of 6.1% in the first quarter of 2009.
I think we're off to a good start, but it's just a start. I'm proud of what we've achieved, but I'm not content. I'm pleased with our progress, but I'm not satisfied.
Obama enters the remaining 1,360-some days of his term with stratospherically high popularity ratings, but as yet untested by any major new crisis. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Washington.